Under current law, possessing psilocybin, also known as magic mushrooms, could lead to 5 years of prison time and thousands of dollars in fines. Under a new proposal that could soon be before the city of Spokane voters, the city would be barred from using resources to prosecute or police the substance. Mason Lord is the chair of Decriminalize Spokane and the sponsor of a city initiative to decriminalize psilocybin mushrooms. He said if he can get enough signatures to get it on the ballot, Spokane voters could join a national effort to change policies around mushrooms and other plant-based substances that carry heavy legal penalties.
We're really concerned with, jail time. People do not belong in prison or jail because they possess a natural substance or plant that grows in nature.
These mushrooms are currently classified by the federal government as Schedule 1 drugs. That means they are categorized as having no medical benefits. It puts them in the same class of drugs as heroin and marijuana. But voters in Denver, Colorado, and City Council in Oakland, California decriminalized them in 2019. In November, Oregon voters allowed psilocybins to be used for medical purposes. Lord, who suffers from PTSD from a near-fatal car accident, said mushrooms have helped him process that trauma. He also noted that Johns Hopkins University has conducted studies that show psilocybins can help with depression. While researchers have found some potential mental health benefits to psilocybins, they're not without risk. A Johns Hopkins researcher also found some people who use them put themselves in danger after consuming them, or needed medical assistance. They also screen out study participants who may have pre-existing psychological conditions from their studies. Lord says he hopes the initiative will address the fears many have about trying mushrooms.
But I think we just ultimately do believe it also extends beyond just, having the potential risk of getting arrested. It's also important for people to just be aware that they're not a criminal when they ingest a psilocybin mushroom.
The group has already submitted the initiative to the city, and Lord said they are focusing on gathering signatures. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.